On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
It's been a while since we've heard that little music coming on.
That's true. So,
and there she is, ladies and gentlemen.
How do I look?
How does she look, everybody?
I'm colorful today.
You
can't tell, though. No one can tell.
No, she's wearing tie-dye.
I am.
And it says Provincetown on her chest.
It does. I was there over the summer.
It's still summer. Yeah, sort of.
you know, it is.
Tori Lagarde, is, for those of you that may not be familiar, is a humorist. She sells good humor ice cream.
I do. And I eat most of it. You can tell by looking at me.
Yeah. She's huge. Anyway, she's back after a hiatus.
Yes.
And how is
I'm
the
still
Pope?
Hiating a
how
little
is
bit.
How is the Pope?
He's popish.
Say hello to him for me.
Well, I have a job now, too, so a legitimate job. So.
Oh, wow.
That keeps me a little busy.
Yes.
But I'm going to find time for my Ronaldo every
week.
Oh,
isn't that fantastic?
Yes.
Because it's important that people hear your head.
Well, they do anyway.
Yeah.
I have a lot of new fans now.
Oh, you bought some more fans.
For the weather. Yeah. I mean, where I work now, I have a gathering of, people love to talk to me. And, you know, I'm very upbeat. Mm. Isn't that strange? I'm upbeat, yet I am.
Do they say that to you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just so full of happiness.
Well, I don't know who
hang
you
around.
Are.
I know, right?
I don't know who you are.
I know. I say, hang around a little longer.
What happened to Tori? Bring her back here. That's wonderful. You tend to be more animated than I am. So that's why this balance seems to work.
I'm an extrovert.
Pretty good, because I'm laid back and you're
absolutely
like right there.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm out there.
Yeah. Well, not out there. You're right there. It's different, I think.
It can be a little out there, but that's okay.
Different.
That works.
What we do is we go back and forth about various topics that are going on and just lifestyle situations that make no sense.
Right.
And
exactly.
We just kind of hit that.
Mm-hmm.
So, how
for the last 4 years?
Yeah.
Maybe it's five
has
now.
It's been about
5 years. It's 2013 we started.
See, I have no concept of time anymore.
Right.
I don't even know what time it is right now. I have no idea. I have no concept of time. Just things are passing a little bit faster than they did before.
Right.
Mm.
I know who to blame for that.
I do too. It's climate change.
Yes, that Mr. Climate.
Yeah, Mr. Climate.
Yes.
All right. So, are you ready? How you been, by the way?
Certainly. I'm like, what's about to happen? Is this, you know, Groucho Marx?
Boys,
say the magic word.
Bring it in, boys.
Oh, no. Okay. Am I queen for a day? What happened? Is this good? I'm in a relationship, by the way. I want to let you know.
Oh.
It's the best ever.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think if you wait long enough, you can find the right person that will connect with you on every single level.
Really?
And you don't think it's going to happen. I had given up. I pretty much had.
Yeah.
And then magic worked its way. All the dots connected, and, you know, the clouds parted, the angels wept.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you think fate said to itself, as if fate were an entity,
right.
Said to itself, all right, we put her through enough, give her this.
Yes.
Is that what happened?
I think so, but my partner almost, he doesn't really believe that in that way, but yet the way things happened, there's no other explanation. The fact where I work and he came in and he kept coming in over and over and over and I would see him.
He came into your place of work.
Exactly. Many times and I just saw him there and did not talk to him. You know, I gave up on love. I didn't want it.
Mm-hmm.
It's trouble usually.
It usually is.
For the right person.
Mm-hmm.
Things can change.
They can always change. But it's great that that happened.
It is. So I'm in a better place. I'm very, very at peace and happy.
Wow.
And life is a challenge and a struggle anyway. I'm not like it's smooth sailing from here on out. But you know, when you have another person there on the same page.
It's easier.
It really is.
Someone else can drive the boat every once in a while. That's nice.
Yeah, or the bus.
All right. You do your analogy, I'll do.
Right.
All right. Yeah, I guess you're right. No, it is more of a bus
thing. Well, it's an inside joke.
Could you throw people under the bus?
Exactly. Now you're talking my language. And would I ever do that?
No, you certainly wouldn't. And you never have.
Because I am the bus. Right.
But there's also the phrase with the boat where we're all in the same boat.
Oh, right.
So
what about being up the creek without a paddle? Can you say that creek? I'm not going to even say it.
I'm not into that. I'm not into that because that's a boat thing. If you're up a creek without a paddle, you're in a boat.
You just said we're in a boat, though. We're on the same boat together.
That's right. But if you're in a creek without a paddle, you have a motorboat.
You have a canoe. Because a paddle. How do you paddle a motorboat?
Did you ever kayak?
Sure.
I don't.
I know that. You're telling me something I know, but yes.
Kayaks have no wheels, apparently.
No, you're... Then you can lose your balance a little bit.
Why bother?
Could you wear a vest? If you tip over, you come back up. You bob up.
I wore a three-piece suit.
No, you can't do that.
No, I'm not. I don't get into anything that's unstable, and that involves relationships and boats.
And life. Life is unstable. No, you're here.
I'm,
too
I'm
bad.
I'm not into it, man.
You're not.
I ain't into that
That's
stuff.
Why I got to do this. Get it all out. Stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get into some subject matter. Well, congratulations, certainly.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nothing's changed with me whatsoever.
Well,
except
maybe
my
that's
underpants.
Good.
That's about it.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's new.
Oh, nice one. Ouch, touche. Nicely played, Tori.
Oh, national.
National. I said nation. Before we started the show, I said national instead of national.
Because Ron likes to put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Not on purpose. All right. Did you hear about the McDonald's thing?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean...
Have you heard it or not?
Which McDonald's thing? Let's just be clear.
Do we have to? Okay.
I don't know. What's the latest?
The McDonald's in Boise, Idaho. I have no idea.
Well, there's always something there.
There's a McDonald's in Canada. There's a lot of them, actually.
Oh, yeah. They're in Tokyo.
And apparently, this customer went into a McDonald's in Alberta.
Right.
Alberta. And walked in and got a salad.
Who does that?
Yeah, really. You're absolutely right. If you're going to get a salad, why would you go to McDonald's?
They're trying to be healthy.
It's kind of an
oxymoron,
isn't it?
They're a moron. Go on with the Canadian McDonald's story here.
Apparently, and I did not know this, and people should know, McDonald's uses the Fresh Express salads that you can buy in a supermarket.
Oh, those can be contaminated, right? Didn't we have a whole thing?
That's what happened.
Oh, no.
They used some bad stuff. And cyclospora. It was the cyclospora parasite, which we all know. We have pictures
of them. I avoid that. I think it's in sponges.
Yeah, well,
I'm just making that up. I don't know.
Well,
it sounds gross.
Probably is.
It's awful.
What isn't in sponges?
Yeah, I don't touch a sponge. Sponges are bad news, man.
No, they are bad news. They are... I think the two dirtiest things in the world are, well, I know some people.
Yeah, you know.
Sponges and cell phones and TV remotes.
Oh, yeah. And hotel bedspreads. Didn't we talk about that once?
Yeah, certainly.
Ugh, with the luminol.
Yeah. Hotels, it's amazing anybody stays in one.
Gosh.
And it's interesting because when you walk in, it looks so clean because they had the maid service.
Mm-hmm.
It looks so clean, but it's not.
No.
It's if you turn off the lights and put on
the blue light. First, do the luminol spray, like on Dexter.
Yeah.
You spray, looking for the
That's
blood
right.
and
That's
the body
right.
fluids.
Yeah,
you'll gross out.
Yeah,
so don't do that.
No one
Just
ever
pretend
stay in
it's
a hotel.
Fine.
So anyway, she contracted this, and apparently 395 people. became sick. Nobody.
No.
I don't believe anybody perished from the earth, but they became sick.
Oh my God! No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. So, and then another Fresh Express problem.
Yeah, I'm just not anywhere near McDonald's lately.
Well, a local supermarket. I got their flyer this morning. I won't say which one
no.
it was or where we are, but the Fresh Express salad mix is like on sale this week, and I'm thinking,
no way.
I'm thinking,
can't you just wash it, dude? Wash it?
I don't know if I don't know if diseases just wash off of things.
Sure they do. Come on.
That's
a spore. It's not even a disease yet. It's just in the making.
I knew a guy who had AIDS and he showered a lot and
yeah,
it didn't seem
different.
To matter.
That's an immune problem, immune system problem, I think. But can't you just wash your vegetables?
No.
Wouldn't that just logic tell you to wash things before you eat them? If they're vegetables?
You think
or fruit?
You think that these little bacterias, when they encounter water, they go, oh no.
Oh.
I think they pretty much are on that leaf.
Really?
They've already infected that thing, I would imagine.
Okay. Well, then should we not eat anymore? What should we do?
No, you can have a sandwich. It's
oh,
just
all right.
that Gluten-free. Right now, I wouldn't eat this until the next time.
Yeah, I was taking my life in my hands eating romaine a couple months ago.
That's right.
I was like, I'm doing it. I don't care. This is out west.
Yeah. And I don't know what company that was per se.
Right.
But I have a feeling.
Do you?
I do.
That's a song, too. Was that Boston?
That was the Beatles, I believe.
No, I've got a feeling.
I've got a feeling. That was a side.
Not Barry Manilow?
Well, what is it?
We talked about this.
What is it? No, it was a Beatles song. I would sing it, but I can't sing it.
All right. What is the song, Feeling All Right? Who does that? Ron and I were talking about this. We always do a podcast before the podcast.
I'm going to guess that it was the Allman Brothers.
That's what I thought, and maybe it is, but I looked it up, and it said it was Queen, and that's not right.
No, that is definitely not right.
But they have a song definitely called not. Feeling All Right. All right?
Oh, so it's like feeling, question mark, and then the answer is all right?
No, I don't know, but I want to know that 70s song, and I thought it was, is it by a group called Smile? And you said that was the Jerry Lewis song at the end of the telethon, so now I'm totally lost.
That's the one where
Smile,
I cried.
Yes. If your heart is breaking.
Oh, man, I broke down every time he sang that.
I know, that's sad.
It was very sad.
That was a movie, actually, in the 70s, a TV movie called Smile, where this guy took the pictures of the beauty contestants when they weren't clothed.
That was Trump.
Really? No. Oh, my God, you're right.
Nobody knows that, but it was actually, he could have, it might have.
Yep. Now that you mention that, I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah.
He's a creeper, like in the movie. Wow.
Wow.
Interesting. Wow. Interesting. Just, good times. It
just keeps coming up.
Yeah.
The CDC put out a.
A new CD. Well, you know, Ron, you're walking right into these, babe.
That's funny. The CDC put out a new CD.
Well, you said it put out. I mean, come on. Did it drop some beats, some sick beats? Because it's sick, you know. You have to be sick beats because they're not healthy
beats.
They
are sick beats in
there. Okay, there you go.
Sick beats and sick salads. The CDC, the Center for Disease Control.
Oh, sure. Isn't that in Atlanta, Georgia?
With Atlanta Records.
Perfect.
Correct. They actually put out a warning. They're urging people not to reuse or wash condoms.
Oh, is that a thing?
That's what I, that was my reaction.
You know what? I've given up on humanity then.
Yeah.
What is
my reaction was, okay, people do that?
Yeah. Is that short on funds?
I suppose so.
Or for the environment?
Or maybe technically you didn't really use it.
Dirty hippies?
I really don't understand.
Ooh, I don't know.
It's disgusting.
Ugh. God, I don't even, I mean no. No.
What do you have, a bottle washer? What is that? How do you get into the?
No.
No, no. Anyway, I guess enough people do that.
But there has to be said.
There has to be a warning.
Well, when I was at the doctor's the other day for my allergies, which I didn't know I really had, but I do, there was a sign over the trash. It said, please do not put the Johnnies in the trash.
Yes.
So I said, does it really need to be said? Right. She said, oh, yeah, people are throwing them away.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of looks like it could be a laundry basket. They're big, giant trash.
Yeah, I don't think that they're thinking of throwing them away necessarily. They seem to be disposal, and they should be.
But they're cloth. But,
yeah, they just think that that's the laundry bin is what
it
is. And what's a few hypodermic needles?
Well, that's a special red thing. I don't go near that at OSHA.
They got a
biohazard.
Got a lot of trash bins in those.
There's a lot
offices.
Of things going on.
There is a lot of things. Every time, I shouldn't say this, but I will. Every time I go to the doctor, I steal things.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm afraid there's a camera in there. I don't dare. Okay. I sit there and mind my own beeswax.
Do you know how much money
look at my phone.
My insurance company is paying them. I can have a few plastic gloves.
I was thinking about the glove thing.
The latex.
Yeah,
thing.
I wouldn't mind a glove or two.
I don't know what I'm going to use them for, but I
you
have
gotta
a feeling.
Get free. You got to get something free when you're there.
Someday.
Yeah, you could work on your car,
happen.
Right?
Yeah.
Would you work on your car? No, you wouldn't do
that. No. And it wouldn't be in a kayak accident.
Maybe painting? Would you do some painting?
No, I don't do that.
Well, then what do you need the gloves for?
I hire people to do that.
Self enema?
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah,
you just came up with it. You just came up with
up
it.
Up with it. Right? Up there.
So I take some of those, and then when they used to have the lollipop sticks that they would put in my...
Tongue depressors.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I just put ice cream on top of a tongue depressor.
They don't do that anymore. Well, they don't
do
it to
don't.
Me.
She they
should
don't
have,
do it.
She had me open my mouth, and she, at a foot's distance, would look in the back of my throat.
Yeah.
She's probably afraid of catching something, but how can you really see from that distance?
No, there are no more lollipop sticks, but I used to take them...
And do
constantly
what with those?
Build little houses.
Little houses. You can do the house. You get the glue and you can make like a cabin.
Another thing that is kind of fun, but I don't know what to do with them, are the little plastic ear cup cones that they put in the thing that they look in your ear with.
Yeah, she
with
looked
the
in my ears. Yeah.
But they're disposable
right.
and they pop off into the garbage with the junk.
It sounds like you are collecting garbage, though. This is all garbage.
I don't know what to do with them. Maybe
that's an OCD thing, probably. You've got to collect as you go.
Maybe if I was baking a cake and I was putting the icing on, I would shove the icing into the cone and then use it as a...
Oh, yeah, but you don't make cakes, right?
No. Again, that's not my thing.
I don't know. It sounds like you have a kleptomaniac problem. Kleptomania?
Only in a medical office because I feel like I should be taking things.
Yeah.
So I do those constantly. I don't do towels in hotels.
That's where we differ.
Yeah.
See, 'cause I have a little collection.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take.
Am I wrong? Is that wrong?
No, not at all. I think the pens actually are free. They are in a bank. Why not in the
hotel
room?
I take the pen, the paper, all the toiletries,
yes,
the coffee, the sugar, the towels.
Well, that's because that's for you.
I plan on having a house someday, Ron, and I need to stock it up.
That's it.
I have no towels.
You got your Thanksgiving dinner.
They're all
going
to be white, but you know what? I'll have a white bathroom.
His, hers, everybody's.
That's true.
That's all.
That's all.
That's it.
I don't take the pillows and the blankets. Yeah. I mean, I do have a moral code, so.
That's nice.
You know.
Well, those are dirty.
Well, they can be washed, but I don't want them. That's wrong.
To it
me,
is
taking,
wrong.
Taking the
I
linens
think they would notice
the
that the linens are in the bed.
Yeah, I'm not taking the chair or the television. That's not grand theft. It's just a few little things that everyone does it, right?
So I do the same thing in a doctor's office. And a lot of people that work in offices, when it's quiet and they're the last ones locking up, few rolls of toilet paper, who are we going to hurt?
Oh, yeah, there you go, the teepee.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on. I think that's America.
Well,
I really do.
That's Trump's America, unfortunately.
Well,
if it's a loophole, I'm going to use it. Just get rid of the loophole. That's all I'm saying.
I don't even want to get into him. I wouldn't even know where to start.
It's relentless.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I'm not upset with him anymore at all. I'm upset with the people that actually follow that thing.
Yeah. Oh,
That's where I get squirmish.
You squirmish around.
Yes.
Well, the whole GOP.
Yes.
They just want to get whatever they want done, so they're going to put up with them. Yeah, that's fine. As long as we get what we want, we'll put up with them.
It's like being stuck in a kayak, and you know it's going to tip over. It's that kind of thing. All right, here's a question for you, young Torrance.
All right.
When you were doing the show with me last year, you were very hot on the Pokemon craze.
Oh, yeah.
and when I say hot on the Pokemon craze, you were getting
really
crazy.
It started in 2016. The summer of 2016was when it premiered.
Yeah.
And everyone was so excited. We were doing our stuff. No, but then a year later they started doing raids and I got into the raids last summer. So this summer I still kind of do it.
Mm-hmm.
There's all this different Pokemon. It's kind of fun. If I'm in here, I'm there in Miami. I went to Miami. I played a little there to catch some Miami Pokemon.
They're all over. Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not really, really into it, but I still, you know, I have like a couple hundred Pokemon. What am I supposed to do with all those guys?
Are they still, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Right.
And I don't know where you keep your Pokemons and how you even
They're in my
them
app
up.
And my phone.
Oh. Yeah. So they're stored in your phone?
It's all virtual. Sure.
Okay. Do they still do that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How come I'm not hearing about it from anybody?
Well, I don't know, but my daughter, who's in her 30s, has a friend in his 30s who just started playing. So I said, okay, I'll go to some raids with you maybe. But he does these raids at midnight. I'm not even awake
then.
That's
not even right.
Well, I mean, you can do it anytime. It's just you drive to a place and there's a, you know.
Isn't that loitering? Has anybody ever been arrested for gathering in a place like that in the middle of the night? I think it's an arrestable offense.
Well, you know, last year in 2017 when I was doing the raids, you know, actively in the area.
Yes.
The police, sometimes they'd look over and see what this big crowd was about.
Well, yes.
And, you know, but they really can't do much about it because it was kind of a public place, even though there was a large gathering.
Yeah.
They knew about it, so they just kind of kept their distance. But maybe there were some instances where they stepped in. I don't know.
I think you have to step in. I think a large gathering can be problems.
We had
no
signs. We just had phones. There were no weapons. We weren't protesting. We were just sitting there all staring at our phones. They could put two and two together, I hope.
Yeah. Depends on where they went to school.
Yeah, that's probably true.
All right, fine. Another McDonald's problem.
Oh, see, I knew there were more than one.
I should have grouped the two things together. A lady bought a latte at McDonald's. I didn't know they had lattes at McDonald's. Do they really? Is this a new thing?
I don't think it's new.
Okay. She ordered a latte, and she got in her car, started driving away, and took a sip, and this is not right.
Is it hot?
This is horrible.
Oh, it's just terrible. Oh.
So she went back, found out the cleaning fluid was put into the latte. And she said, well, how did that mistake happen? And they said, oh, We were cleaning out the latte machine, and there's a hose that goes into it, and somebody didn't take the hose out.
Okay.
So that leaked into your coffee.
So we're trying to poison people. Wow. Well, that's a lawsuit, isn't it?
Yeah, but I didn't read about any lawsuit going on. Apparently, she's not one of those people where you walk into the place, you make believe you fall down, and you sue them for $1 million.
Well, she's not making believe anything.
No, she's not. She had a perfect opportunity to make some cash off of these people, but she didn't do it. I think she gets free salads for a month.
Oh, great. Oh, up in Alberta.
Yes. That's crazy. Amazon.
Jeff Bezos. Bezos.
No, I'm talking about the jungle.
Oh, really? Yeah. The fish? The piranhas?
How did they come up with that name for Amazon?
It's been hijacked. It's Amazon. There's no more river. There's no Amazon.
Right.
It's all the online bookstore.
I wonder what made them decide... it's not just a bookstore.
Oh, I was about to say. It started out as a bookstore.
Yeah.
As kids today don't even know, probably.
Right.
It's just a marketplace.
But why would somebody in a conference room sit down and say, okay, we're going to start this Amazon thing. We're going to sell books. Let's name it after a desolate jungle where...
It was genius, though.
Why?
The Amazon's not desolate. It's beautiful. It's the Amazon.
Not if you get stuck in it.
Amazon women. They're all tall, aren't they?
Yeah, that's a matter of taste.
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah, it's a majestic. Yeah. Amazon is majestic.
You think that's
isn't
majestic?
It?
I never connected majestic to Amazon.
I'm thinking it's kind of majestic.
I'm thinking jungle. I'm thinking it's a jungle out there.
Well, that's a majestic jungle. Can it be both?
I don't know where you get majestic from. I just get jungle.
Do you know that Sahara means desert? So it can't be the Sahara or the desert. It's redundant to say Sahara Desert.
Another stupid
This
move.
Is FYI for you.
Yeah.
You're welcome, America.
I don't, yeah. So apparently Amazon, you know, if you order something, you can get a free delivery for if you get it within 2 days. They'll do free delivery.
How much do you have to spend?
Well, that's the point. They've since found out that what Amazon has been doing is taking the price of the item, putting the shipping, baking it into the price of the item. So when they say this is the item and it's free shipping, it's not.
What jerks.
Well, you know, every company does that.
Do
when
they?
You see the things on TV where it's $19.95, three payments of $19.95, and if you call now, we'll throw in free shipping. No, that's been already included in the price. They're not stupid.
Well, then I ask you this.
Yes.
There's two ways to go.
Right.
You either buy it online or you buy it at a store, and what do you pay if you buy it at a store? Sales tax.
Well, now you're paying sales tax online, too.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was only if there's an actual brick-and-mortar building in your state. That's not true anymore?
I do not know, Tori.
That used to be the case. If you were in a state, one of these states, like it would say, you know, tax if you live in New York, Illinois, California, Florida, something, then you'd pay sales tax.
Yes.
But then, I'm like, my state's not there, so I don't pay any tax. Yeah. Yay.
I think they're trying to change that because Amazon's getting away with murder in that sense. That's kind of unfair. It really is.
Yeah.
You should pay the tax in your state, whatever that may be, no matter where you're getting it from, if you made a purchase, I think.
But Walmart does the same thing now. You can buy Walmart. Will deliver.
Yeah.
So.
But I don't know if, but they charge you tax.
I know, but I mean, it's the same principle. If Amazon's doing all these things, Walmart's doing them too. You can get delivered to your door from Walmart.
Yeah. And Walmart is rather big. They are they're a contender. There's no question about it. Mm. Not nearly as big, but a contender because they already have the brick and mortar stores.
Sure.
Which costs them a lot more money than the Amazon.
But they don't pay their workers, so that's how they do it.
Yes. They just give them free shipping.
They work for peanuts.
Right.
It's absurd. Did you ever see the documentary?
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
But, you know, when people need jobs, they'll do anything.
What are they supposed to do? That's right. They have between a rock and a hard place. These poor people.
Yeah, it is. It is a poor situation. Anyway, so that's the shipping deal.
Is that the deal?
As far as that is. Yeah, that's about it.
What else is on your paper? I didn't bring a paper.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I have it all up here. I thought.
Noticed that. Yeah, that's about it, man.
Yeah, that was my first mistake. I'm so rusty. It's been so long.
You know, it's not what we're discussing. It's just the fact that we're discussing it to begin with.
I will tell you, I went to Miami.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to you since I've been, I haven't done anything since I was in Miami in February.
Right.
Listen, I went there for 6 days by myself.
Get out.
I'm brave.
On a plane by yourself?
Sure.
Free shipping?
I don't know. Well, I had to pay for the ticket.
And why did you do this?
Because my son got married.
Oh, Tori, there was a reason. It just sounds like you had enough.
I've had enough of life, and
I'm just going to Miami by myself. That's what it sounded like.
Did it sound like that a little bit?
Yeah.
Well, the point was, I made the journey alone. I'm 6 days by myself in Miami. The wedding, that's half a day?
Yeah.
There's still a lot of free time for Tori.
I suppose so.
Tori's wandering the streets of South Beach.
Tori the tourist.
Yeah. Doing live feeds, Facebooking, staying in hostels. I stayed in three
hostels.
Is it a hostel?
It's a hostel.
Is it national?
Not a hostel. It is national. It's nationally known as a hostel.
And they were not hostile at this hostel.
No, they were hostile.
And they were. They were nice. It's full of, well, they're not all kids, but there's some older people, as myself.
Sure.
But wow, I went to the, I stayed at, one of them was called the Broken Shaker.
Oh, nice name.
Well, but that was the bar there. But it was, oh, wow, this place is insane. Mm-hmm. I was up to like 1 a.m. talking to this guy from Germany.
Oh, sure.
You know, Viguet?
Yeah.
It was great.
I just never
talked for 2 hours.
Sure.
It was awesome. I was 20 the whole time. It was just great. We walk in South Beach. Then I stayed at another hostel, met a girl from Uruguay. She was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
She took me out for the night. We went to the Clevelander. Every guy on the walking on South Beach was checking her out.
Mm.
She was like 22.
Very nice. Very nice. So you had a great time.
I had a great, great time.
That's fantastic.
I did. And my son got married and he went off on the ship and then I was on my own.
Kayak?
No, it's one of those carnival things. They're huge. Oh. I'd never been on one till that day.
That's a good choice because it's free shipping.
It is?
Yeah.
This thing was crazy. It was like I don't know if I'd trust going out in the water in this big building.
Yeah. Well, that's what people do.
Why do they do that? Because sounds dangerous.
It's a luxury cruise.
Yeah, but they could toss you off. No body, no crime. Doesn't that happen?
Yeah, I guess.
What about Legionnaire's disease coming through the vents?
Yeah. Well, not on a boat. I think that was in hotels.
There was something that broke out. I think it was a toilet problem. I don't know.
What are you going to do if you have a toilet problem on a boat? I guess you just shut down that particular washroom.
The septic things, it was flooding. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was like 5 years ago?
Yeah.
I don't know about these boats.
Too bad they weren't on the ocean. They could just dump it into the ocean.
That's, yeah.
Then it wouldn't have been a problem.
Hasn't no one heard of the Titanic? I know we've come a long way.
There was a movie about it.
Right, but I know that's 100 years ago. I know we've come a long way, but still, it's a boat in the middle of the ocean. Hello?
You know a lot about the Titanic. I had heard something about it, and maybe you know this, maybe you don't, although you're an expert on the movie.
I was big into Titanic.
You really
Not just
were.
The movie, all the history about it, right.
Absolutely. What I had read was that, yes, the Titanic hit an iceberg, but the Titanic was damaged before it hit the iceberg, that there was a fire in the hull that had happened after the ship departed, but they didn't consider it to be a major thing.
Oh, really? I hadn't heard that.
So the hull was weakened. That's where the boat hit the iceberg. Now, they're not saying that if the boat hit the iceberg and the hull wasn't somewhat damaged already, that they would have survived, but chances are it wouldn't have been so severe.
All right. What I understood, I've never heard that. Mm-hmm. What I understood was
Trump told me that one.
Yeah, well, he's always fake news. Yeah. But I have something to say about something afterwards.
Sure.
But the Titanic, what happened was after it grazed on the bow of the iceberg, the water came in and no one knew right away. No one knew for a while. Mm-hmm. So they have these sections underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And the water, once it breaches the third, I think it was, section, it's too late. And the it's just going to sink.
Right.
It's just a matter of time. But if they had caught it and were able to shut the door earlier, but you can't. So that was kind of doomed.
My parents always told me when I was growing up, when you come in the house, shut the door behind you. What do we live in?
Live in a barn. Right, right. I think that's from Ash also.
Yeah.
From Bruce Campbell.
Certainly. So I think
Evil
that
Dead.
Was I think that was before Bruce Campbell
Evil Dead.
Was even
there
born.
Was a there was a movie. Yeah. you ever see the Evil Dead movies?
Yes, I have. Many of them.
That was one of his.
There was a long
sayings.
TV series too.
Great series. I think it's in the third year.
Very gory.
Yeah, well,
very gory.
You know.
Anyway, if they just closed the door behind them, that wouldn't have happened,
If they knew. But going back to Donald Trump for 1 second, which has nothing to do with him necessarily, but the White House, I just wanted to say, they had a press conference last week.
Yep.
Well, they have them all the time, don't they? But they had big gap. Yeah. Finally, they came back with, Slanders lady, whatever her name is. Slanders?
Yeah, Colonel.
Huckabee.
Colonel Huckabee.
Huckaface
Sanders.
So I see them streamed on Facebook, and everybody's in there with the comments.
Yes.
And we're all trying to be the funniest one. So I, of course, I play along.
Sure.
And when it had, you know, what's his name, Bolton come on there, yep, with his face and, yep, his mustache, yep, I just said, Pepperidge Farm remembers. And people would like, laugh.
Funny.
Isn't it funny?
It's very funny.
So I make, it's like a contest. We all go on there and try to make the funniest. Oh, it is. It's great.
Well, you have to.
You have to. You can't, you cry.
It's so absurd.
You have to laugh or you cry.
Yes.
Right.
They were actually up there saying, without the president present,
mm-hmm,
they were actually saying that Russia is in the process,
yes,
now of hacking
right
into our system.
Right.
Both the electric grid, which apparently has been going on for quite some time.
Yes.
But they haven't done anything about it, but they can do it. But they're talking about interfering with the 2016 elections coming up in November.
Mm-hmm.
And that they have already infiltrated. They know it for a fact. And they're saying, we're doing everything we can. We just want the American public to know this is occurring right now. There's no question about it. All
right,
the security departments. And yet Trump was at a rally,
mm-hmm,
and he's standing there and saying, this is a witch hunt. It's all fake news. There's no problem with the Russia thing. They're our friends. Man, I mean.
And there's no collusion, although collusion is not a crime. How can you say that in the same sentence, Trump?
Technically.
Yeah, technically.
It's not, but covering up a crime and obstructing justice is.
Right, so there's no collusion. Collusion's not a crime, but Hillary was into collusion. I mean, he says it all in the same sentence.
Here's the stupid thing about what he's saying. Yes, here's the stupid thing, is that, all right, maybe it's tough to get him on collusion. It's much easier to get you on a cover-up,
right,
which we know you did because,
yeah,
you tweeted that, and we got video on you
right,
saying
right, right,
it.
I know. Hello, McFly.
Yeah. So that's worse, Don.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah,
you actually made yourself more vulnerable there, idiot.
It makes my blood boil, I gotta say.
I really think that this is going to be over rather soon.
Okay, think it's not going to be 2 years, another year.
Well, nothing's going to happen nothing's going to happen after September, because then people get accused of fooling around with the 2016 midterms and influencing
you
that.
You mean 2018.
Yes, I'm sorry, I didn't even know where I was.
I know where you are.
Yeah. So nothing will happen after September as far as arrests or indictments or that kind of stuff.
Right.
But after that, after November, watch out, man. The hammer's coming down.
The hammer's coming down. But as I said from day one, and you've said it too,
yeah,
Pence is no picnic.
I don't care.
You don't care, but comparatively, sure. But he's still I won't say the word because I don't know if I can even swear anymore on this, but an a-hole.
Yes, but here's the thing: he's a-hole light. But still an a-hole. But that doesn't change things because they know that he went along with everything that at that point convicted president would have gone along with. So he's going to be a lame, I call him a lame schmuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that's going to go nowhere anyway.
Sure.
Actually, that's going to solidify the end of that.
Okay.
And then the Republican Party will just have to hang their head in shame.
Call Jeb Bush.
I don't think anyone's going to help them at that point, because they all hooked on to this Trump guy here, apparently.
Just for their own agenda.
Just because they think that the base is going to keep them in office, which is Republican-wise,
well,
perhaps.
Well, Corker got wise. He's getting out. I mean, some of them are just not playing ball.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, what they're doing is they're resigning as opposed to
staying and fighting.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Well,
but they will be vocal after they resign as well.
Right.
It's going to be interesting. This whole game to me is keeping your fingers crossed that Schmuck Pants doesn't do anything that is going to destroy something horrible
with the rest of the world. Yeah.
Yes. That's like, can we hold on that long? And apparently no, because tomorrow could bring anything.
I know.
And the guy, in my estimation, the guy right now should be arrested for treason. Right now as we speak.
But technically, you know, it doesn't fit the correct criteria for treason, according to the Constitution.
It kind of does. It's aiding and abetting a known enemy.
Right.
And what he's doing is he's aiding and abetting without question by every single tweet and every single statement he's made.
Mm-hmm.
He is obstructing justice and aiding and abetting a known enemy. And he's doing it out in the open, right in front of everybody.
Yeah, I don't
care
for him
at
all.
It's just amazing.
And anyone that does like him is on my poop list.
Well,
because what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
They would like him for one of two reasons. One would be that he's actually going ahead with some of the policies that the extreme Republicans do like.
Sure, immigration.
Although other things he's done, like making the deficit much deeper and making the rich richer, is not a Republican thing, really. They're supposed to be fiscal conservatives. Mm-hmm. Trump's doing the opposite. And he's embarrassing everybody in the party anyway.
He is. So, I talked to some lawyers a month ago, and they just, I mean, what do you think of Trump? He's an embarrassment, is what he is.
So he may be putting money in some people's pockets, but he's still an embarrassment.
Sure.
But there's a small percentage of Republicans that that support him that really think that he's fun and he's cool. And he's and the more boisterous and disgusting he is, the more that's good.
Right.
We,
that's
great for our
country.
We need to shake up stuff. Yeah. We need to shake up everything. So that's kind of dumb. But I, you know, see, what they're missing is that Republicans are going into the, they're not becoming Democrats, but they're going independent.
Sure.
And the dependent, the independent percentage is higher than ever now. Mm-hmm. So I just don't understand what the theory is that they have.
Yeah, Bernie's very vocal too. Bernie's been...
Bernie doesn't have a chance.
But he's still being vocal. He's keeping everyone active. You got to keep this fire lit under everybody. Yeah. Don't fall back asleep. Yeah. Not now.
Well, it'll be interesting when the Democrats announce a candidate. I think they're holding off because...
Who do you think?
I think Biden.
Ooh, did you see Obama and Biden together getting the food the other day?
No, I did not.
It was on... Yeah, it was like a little video clip. They're all casual and all the cameras are out and they're just getting some food together.
Nice. McDonald's?
No, it was like one of those places that's like respectable. Gotcha. Not a McDonald's.
Gotcha. Yeah, if it's him, I think... Trump
can you imagine
him the
do
most.
Biden and then do Obama as the VP? Can you imagine if they came back and with a flip ticket?
No, see, no,
can you do that? You can't do that.
Yeah, I don't think Obama would help on a ticket because Trump's turned so many people against Obama that wouldn't help. Yeah.
Plus, I think Obama's enjoying life now.
Yeah, he's done.
He's speaking, getting paid to speak, and on cruises.
No, I think Biden would be Trump's greatest fear.
Okay,
I really do. But if you announce early, then Trump will just turn around and he'll destroy you now.
Yeah, he starts
so what's
doing
the point?
It.
What's
There's
the
no point?
Point.
You're right. Yeah. Oh,
right
God.
Now, his enemy is the press. It's the enemy of the people.
And he wouldn't
even
at that press conference. The guy said he couldn't even get Huckabee to say, you know, so just please correct that. She wouldn't do it.
You know, Trump actually said, and I guess we'll end it on the subject matter. Trump actually said many, many times, but again recently, that he admires the presidents of these dictatorships.
Oh yeah,
because he gets the press to support what they do as opposed to question it. So Trump kind of doesn't get the whole deal here. So he thinks that's very impressive. If the media doesn't support the president, then the media is the enemy of the people.
Does he know what a dictatorship means?
I think yes, and he wants to be one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no one cares. No one. These patriots are the supposedly Republicans and conservative. You don't even get that your president is acting like this Russian guy, and Russia is not our friend, and he's got Putin up his butt.
Yeah.
I would think if you're a true American patriot, you would not want anything to do with someone like Donald Trump.
Well, if you're a true Republican, you would also defend your party and patriotism.
Yeah.
Over this odd display of show
odd
business.
Odd display. Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, that was fun.
It was.
Yeah. Why not?
Most of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of it.
Well, she's Tory Lagarde. You can look her up, I guess. Probably don't. You should have like a page of something.
I know.
Yeah.
And I'll get like 20 likes and I'll be sad. So.
By the way, congratulate me.
Congratulations.
I have not been on Facebook in 4 months now. Oh,
I noticed that.
Going
you're
on
AWOL.
Half a year. Going
you didn't
on
even wish me
year.
Happy birthday. Oh, on my birthday, I saw the Talking Heads. Not the Talking Heads. I wish it was, but it was David Byrne.
Oh, really?
It was awesome.
That's nice.
Bank of America Pavilion. I'd never been there.
Oh.
Danced the whole night.
See, you're one of the people I would have had thrown out.
No, no, because we had the big gap in front of us.
Okay, okay.
When you're in these rows, you have all this space in front of you.
Yeah, well, still people can't see.
No, people were all, we had to stand up because everyone else is standing up.
I've been to two concerts, the last two concerts I went to,
right.
And they weren't even, you know, I don't see groups where people stand up and dance.
right.
But in both cases, the people sitting in front of us stood up and stayed on their feet through the whole concert.
I know you hate that.
And I went I went over to the people.
Did
there,
you reported them?
And I said, I paid for a seat and I can't see anything. Oh, right. And he said, you didn't really pay for the seat, you paid for the space. So,
Real specific, huh?
So I don't know if I told you what I did, but I actually got up and I walked out of the Bank of America Pavilion in Boston.
Oh, no.
They have a row of restaurants on a wharf right next to it.
Yes, I walked it.
I went in there.
I went to Whiskey Priest.
Got myself a drink, walked on the wharf, sat there, listened to the concert with a drink in my hand, and it was a beautiful night.
Aww.
I didn't have to see. I couldn't see anything anyway because they were dancing in front of me.
Right.
So what was the difference?
Oh, wow. Well, good for you.
Yes, it's fine. So next time they have a concert and it's a group I want to hear, I'll just go to a restaurant and get a drink and sit on the wharf and listen to the whole thing very clearly.
Well, my next concert, very good. My next concert's Emmylou Harris and Jackson Browne.
Well, I don't think they'll stand up for that too much.
You don't think so?
Emmylou Harris is not a stand-up performer.
So I'm safe. We're going to be sitting.
I think you're good. But you're one of the dancers. You're one of my problems.
I had to dance because everyone in front of me is up. What am I supposed to do? Sit? Then I couldn't see anything.
Do you know what concert I saw where people were dancing in front of me through the whole thing? And you're going to laugh.
Grateful Dead.
No.
They were spinning. They were twirling.
It was the Moody Blues. Now, that is not the kind of performance where people stand up and dance through the whole thing.
They're not even alive anymore, are they?
There's three of them.
I don't know.
Yeah. You don't know?
I'm not going to see the Moody Blues.
People dressed up as them?
Or? No, I'm not doing that.
No, I'm not doing it anymore.
Are you going
either.
To go see Bruce Springsteen?
I don't care for Bruce Springsteen.
I just wanted to hear it out loud.
I don't care for it.
But you're from that area, aren't you?
From Jersey.
Yeah, so? Yeah. He's not your boss?
What, am I going to see Al Capone?
Alphonse Capone?
Alphonse. Yeah, what happened there?
The tweet, Alphonse Capone.
I know. What is that about? Where did that come from?
Yeah, it's like, what did he say? You know, Jefferson Dahmer? It was funny how Colbert did this whole thing about that, you know.
Weird.
Charles Masson.
It's weird. Something wrong.
There is something very wrong.
You know, here's what Dr. Phil has to do.
Is he still around, too?
Yes, he is.
Isn't everybody dead?
Why do you think everybody is dead?
Because why aren't they?
Why? Well, they will be eventually.
Come on.
Let's get on it.
Come on, what's happening here? Dr. Phil, really? He still has a show?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Stop it. Well, does Maury Povich, too?
I don't know about Maury. I assume he does.
I don't know what's going on in this world.
He's still with Connie.
Oh, okay, Connie Chung.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Constance Chung.
So back to Alphonse. You were saying, Dr. Phil, what is she going to say now?
Well, wouldn't it be great? That would be a highest rated show. Dr. Phil gets Trump as a guest on the show.
Picks his brain.
Yes.
And
analyzes him.
Sure.
I think it would be an incredible
rating. But
they're
both a couple
thing.
Of hicks. What is going on there? Does anyone take it seriously?
Trump's not a hick, really.
I think he's kind of a hick.
Well, I don't want to say anything derogatory.
He has a warm place for hicks. Those farmers in China and the tariffs, it's all their fault. We're going to fix it now.
I don't think he talks
like that. Now, if he talked that way, that would be perfect. I would understand everything.
People from Queens don't talk like that.
Is he from Queens?
Yes, he is.
No, that's a shame. I didn't know that.
That's all right.
I thought he was from West Point. Wasn't he a cadet?
What? No.
Yes, he went to military school.
He did?
Oh, come on, Ron.
You went to a financial school.
No. He was also, when he was younger, he went to a military school. Yes.
He did?
Yes.
With his feet problem?
Yes.
They wouldn't take him because of his feet.
You got to read up more on Donald Trump.
Not that he wanted to go.
Right. No, he was there and he was a big bully at that school.
Really?
Oh,
Who would guess?
Who would guess?
Yeah. Because he felt entitled.
Oh, sure.
His daddy was rich.
Yeah.
And daddy got him in there. Yeah. So he figured, I'll run the place.
Yeah.
So that's what, he's been learning bullying all his life.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a big huh. It's a big huh. All right.
It's a big huh.
Good. That's always your best comeback. Yeah.
It is. I'll just die over here like the Moody Blues.
No, there's still a couple of them went, but the rest are still there.
At some point, you got to go.
Yeah. There's at least the two front guys are still there.
Leonard Skinner. There's one left and it's still running around like Leonard Skinner. Really? Really? Stop that.
That's very odd when you have an entire group and it's just named after one person.
Oh, yeah. What if the one person's even gone?
Well,
you try to carry the torch?
Anymore, is it?
No. Hell no.
If the lead singer is gone, then put the band to rest. It's over. It's done.
Really?
Sure.
Well, I don't think that's how that works.
Well, it should work that way. What's the point when the lead singer's gone?
Well, they replace you.
Yeah, but
like nothing, Stone Temple Pilots or something.
But then
right?
Nothing's going to sound like it should.
Oh.
It's not the original anymore. The only excitement to me, see, there all these tribute bands
yeah.
go to the washroom and flush the toilet. Because why am I listening? I could do that in a high school auditorium with a garage band. Why am I listening to a tribute group?
Ah.
I no.
Right.
If the lead singer, if I, when I sit there, I have to hear it. I have to have the people, right. or at least the lead singer,
yeah.
do what I remember when I listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Short of that, I'll go back to the high school and listen to the little garage band because that's just stupid.
Right.
Yeah.
I heard a garage band last week, or the week before.
They're down the street. I wish they'd shut up at night.
They were actually doing, but it was like they were doing what? Black Sabbath.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who does that?
They do. That's a tribute band.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're not doing them any tribute. I don't understand the popularity.
It was just loud.
That.
It was loud.
That's all. Of course it's loud.
I had to have earplugs.
Yeah, that's bad. You had to have earplugs?
I always have earplugs. I had earplugs at David Byrne.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I can't have any loud music near me. My ears are sensitive, Ron.
Interesting.
Remember my dog face? Nose. I can smell everything. I can hear everything. I heard your doorbell ring 5 months ago once, and you're like, I didn't hear anything.
Right.
So I hear, and I smelled stuff inside your bag
yes.
on the curb. I could smell the laundry detergent because it was some clothes.
What about the marijuana?
I'll smell that too. The ganja is deep around here.
I do not remember the laundry basket.
Well, you said you had clothes out for someone to pick up, like
oh,
you
yes.
donated them.
Yes.
I could smell, I said, there's clothes in that
yes.
bag because yeah. I could smell the laundry. You're like, oh my God, there is.
Yeah.
Because I could smell the laundry detergent inside the clothes bag.
That is very strange.
It's weird. This should be registered with the government. My
you should be. That there would be a job that they could really use you for.
Really?
But then you could be sent out into dangerous situations.
Don't they have dogs for this, though?
Yeah, but sometimes the dogs are, you know...
They can't talk. They can't communicate.
They're eating dinner or something.
I will tell you what exactly is in that bag.
They should just let you loose in a car and let you sniff the place out.
Like they haven't already?
Yeah.
Those stories will
haunt
me. Or
why even have a colonoscopy? Just send you...
shrink me down?
Yes.
Like that movie?
Oh, why even shrink you?
Oh, very funny.
Okay, Tori. Go get him, Tori. Go get him, Tori. What'd you find, Tori? A polyp?
That's a polyp, Tori. And Timmy fell down a well.
All right, get her off him. Get her off him.
Oh.
Yeah, see, that would be great.
That's a good image for our listeners.
Yeah. Be better than a camera.
I suppose. Not for me.
No, well, it's a job.
There
it's
are some
job.
Journeys that, you know, I just don't want to take.
It's just a job. It's a job.
How much does it pay?
Oh, I'm so sure. You know. Well, real well. Do you know what they get paid to do colonoscopies?
No.
Oh, a lot of money.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's dangerous. You could rupture an intestine.
A spleen.
Something.
Something.
Something's
getting ruptured.
That's why
it's better to sniff it out.
I don't want to sniff. I can smell it now.
Excuse me?
I mean, I can smell. I can smell too much.
What are you doing? Back her off. Okay.
All right.
She's Tori Lagarde, and she'll be joining us here on a weekly basis, so we can enjoy that. Until then, we wish you peace.